This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, Kevin, now in two great tropical flavors.
Nice.
Rick, how's it going today, man?
It is going well. I don't know if you can hear the ambient noise. I'm at All-Star Weekend outside of the NBA Tech Summit, where we're learning about exactly where the league is headed. And they have Bill Murray for the comic relief, so they're getting it from both ends. He's pretending to be a vendor. He's up there with Ahmad Rashad, and but Bill's been entertaining, so he's kept it light.
That's one of the hardest tickets to get is the Tech Summit, right?
There's actually not a ticket. You have to know a special wizard, and you have to have a key code, and then you have to bring him a special magic stone, and you have to do that about 2.5 years in advance, and then you can get in.
And here you are. We took you away from it. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? It's more all the people that you have in that room, and where I am out in the lobby outside of the room is where the real it's the room where it happens.
So
the line from Hamilton.
I might be able to help you out because I've thought about this for a long time.
He really has.
You've got magic stone?
No.
I've got even better. I have got a plan that will ensure that Bill Murray asks you to hang out with him the rest of the day and go watch movies. All right? If you get close enough to Bill Murray, tell him that you loved him in Garfield and Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. And then he'll be like, wait, what? What about like Ghostbusters or Caddyshack? And you just kind of look at him and shake your head and be like, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with those films. And then he'll demand that you guys go hang out.
Huh. I think I'm going to let you try that out, and then I'll watch and see how well it works, and then I'll follow up on that. By the way, your boy Luka Doncic is can we get a referendum on this? How are you guys pronouncing his last name?
Doncic.
Yeah.
Doncic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz I'm now getting people saying Doncic.
Oh, what?
And like, that is not It's troubling. But anyway, he is here at the NBA Tech Summit. He's going to be on a panel probably about 35, 40 minutes from now about the fan experience reimagined. So the Dallas Mavericks are being ably represented. And Mark Cuban was just on maybe the best one. It had to do with streaming games.
Oh.
Mark was very good. Mark talked about how that to understand – to get a real bead on consumers and consumption of the NBA, that they need to be looking at kids from 10 to 12 when they have the biggest event of their life, which is when they get their first phone. That's where the NBA is going to discover exactly how they should be providing their content and their product. It was very smart. Mark, per usual, acquitted himself well.
Now, with all those people around and obviously all chit-chatting and hanging out, I'm kind of curious, do you feel like relationships are formed or important discussions take place? Because we always hear about, like, collusion and stuff, but there's nothing they can do to stop these players from sitting around being like, hey, maybe we should play here, or an owner talking to a player because they're all hanging out at the same things, right?
Yeah, look, it would be dangerous in a situation like this for an owner to approach a player, but player on player crime or subterfuge is, I mean, there's technically, there are no rules against it. So without question that happens. The new development, the new wrinkle as a result of some of the things that have transpired is that texting information, anything that can be recorded, it's figuring out how do you have in-person conversations that are not recorded. How do you communicate without leaving some sort of an electronic or paper trail? Because that has terrified, I can tell you, that is now terrifying owners and GMs, because there's always been the back channel work. There's always been these conversations have gone on. The NBA couldn't function without it, to be honest with you. It could not function under the current calendar without tampering. It would change things dramatically because you can't.
Wow.
You have to be able to. You have to know who you're going to be signing as of July 1. If that was the starting point, then we wouldn't have guys signed legitimately. If that's when the conversation began, you wouldn't have guys signed until August, maybe late August even. And now you're getting into, you're really close to the following season. You can't sell season tickets. You don't know who you're promoting. You don't know how you're filling out the rest of your roster. You don't know who you should be looking at as complementary players in summer league. Like, all of that simply would not work. So it's always amusing to me when the league just wants the appearance that there's no tampering.
Oh.
But the reality is the league knows that it couldn't function if there wasn't any tampering.
I think that's
wow.
Every league too. I mean, yeah. It happens in hockey. It happens in football too. It's all those things get done behind scenes. Maybe that's one of the reasons Mark Cuban, you know, was so adamant about Cyberdust, the app that he had.
At least, I mean, look, he's seeing, and I mean, this applies across the board in every, I mean, look at every walk of life in that how video or text or, you can go to the whole Urban Meyer debacle with the texts that he shared with his agent about the assistant coach and how those became public. There's a record of everything that you put into your phone, whether it's by voice or digitally or whatever. And so leaving that and the possibility that if there's a copy of it, the chances of it going public always exist. And we've seen all sorts of people burned by that as a result. So yeah, not only for NBA business, but just business overall, the ability to erase your footprint makes a lot of sense. I don't know whether we're ever going to get there where it's foolproof, but that people would want to go that direction makes a lot of sense.
Do you think that the new rules for this All-Star Game weekend are going to make it a more competitive game?
I think it will. I think people will. I don't know if it's going to make it more competitive. It's going to draw interest just because it's a new thing. People want to see how it works. The reality is that much like the NBA Tech Summit and everything about this weekend, this is a corporate bonanza. And I did a podcast with Zach LaVine yesterday, and we were talking about all the things that he has to do over the weekend and how people call it the All-Star break. But any guy who's involved in the weekend it's a dog and pony show, and they're exhausted by the end of it. And it's really not about the game. It's the game is an ancillary thing, and that has become more and more prevalent and prominent and evident to players year by year. And so the idea that we want them to get motivated and excited about playing this game when the whole tenor of the weekend is about business relationships and shoes and apparel and appearances and shaking hands, it's not realistic. I think anybody who's not here and hasn't been in this atmosphere looks at it and goes, hey, I just want to see the best players have an entertaining, you know, put on a show and play hard. And it's like, dude, you're asking them to kind of switch their entire mindset from the rest of the way the rest of the weekend goes.
Talk with our radio.com NBA insider Rick Bucher right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, along those lines, is it going to be the same this year, or do you feel like so much will fall to the wayside and it'll turn into just discussions about Kobe? Because that seems almost inevitable or very logical that so much conversation would be like just about Kobe this weekend.
Yeah. I just saw a GM and he said the players are still devastated by the loss of Kobe. And he said, you're going to see that on Sunday in a variety of ways and how they acknowledge it or when they start, I guess they've got a big presentation that they're going to show. He said, I would not be surprised if you had, you know, players tears in their eyes after they do their honoring of Kobe, and they show everything that they're apparently planning to show. So, yeah, I fully expect that his presence, and David Stearns as well, but I think from a visceral standpoint, Kobe is, I'll just tell you personally, it's still, I'm just having this conversation with people, it's still hard for me to imagine that he's not here. Like, I don't know whether it's, I'll be at the memorial in LA, maybe that's when it'll become real, but the idea that he's no longer with us is still hard for me to grasp.
Talking with NBAin.com or radio.com NBA insider Rick Bucher right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We've been talking about this a lot, and a lot of people know that listen to the show that Rick has essentially guaranteed a championship for the Mavericks this year. Maybe not one, not two, but many more.
Sure.
By the way, we need to get there really quickly because we need another dynasty.
Yes, yeah, another. Warriors are done. There's a spot.
Yes, and the NBA is not as good and is not as popular and just doesn't operate as well without a dynastic team that everybody's gunning for.
That's what I like about you, Rick. You double down. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is this weekend this opportunity in this game? Could Luka walk away with an All-Star MVP? Because the Mavericks need that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Luka approaches this. You have to be. It's a great question because it takes a certain degree of selfishness to go get All-Star Game MVP.
I agree, yes.
And like he has that killer mentality where I'm going to go for it, but he's also such a team player, make the right play, find the open guy, that I don't know if he's quite selfish enough to get it done. And I just wonder with the – and it's been overblown, the connection between LeBron and Kobe. I just feel like this is set up for everything that the Lakers are going to wind up, whether it's AD or whether it's LeBron. They're the ones that are going to wind up with the MVP as an homage to Kobe.
Oh, that makes sense, man. That makes sense. Well, Rick, we really appreciate your time, man. You go have a fun time at the Tech Summit, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
There he goes, Rick Bucher, radio.com sports NBA insider, Rick Bucher. Insider calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors, Kevin. Hear Rick on Scallon Pals, a brand new NBA podcast out on radio.com, radio.com app. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcasts.
Rick was great. I'm disappointed in you, Corey, for not asking him your 5-Hour Energy drink.
Oh,
question.
Dang it. I totally forgot about that one. Here's why. Here's why I forgot about it, Kevin. I just saw a video, and it looks like Luka and a lot of the players were sitting around having conversations with a bunch of kids. They're having lunch with a bunch of kids, okay, too, in Chicago. And as Luka's sitting there, Barack Obama walks up and
the former president?
The first player he goes to say hi to was Luka.
Oh my God.
The first player, and Luka stood up and shook his hand and gave him a hug and everything. But the first player,
man,
that he walked up to, Obama told Luka, don't listen to J-Kid when it comes to shooting.
Wow. Okay. First of all,
it's important that we keep relations good with Slovenia. So
yeah.
Smart on him.
Regardless of what your political affiliations are, I just want to be.
I represent the House Party.
It's during the NBA Cares event, by the way.
I just want to be good enough that I could just walk up and hug a president. Like, I don't even care which president. That'd be cool. So, all right. But now, if we can get that kind of relationship going with free agents in 2020 and 2021 that we can steal over here and make for trade targets, what I really need him to do this weekend, this is what I need Luka to focus on. He needs to find Bradley Beal.
This is crazy, dude.
I don't think he's out there, so we need to figure that out.
This video is wild. The president walks in. Barack Obama walks in.
Like you do.
And walks immediately to Luka, sitting at a big, huge table. Immediately over there, Luka stands up. Jason Kidd jumps up to try and force his way into the conversation. And then Lauri Markkanen doesn't know whether to stand or sit. So he just kind of keeps standing and sitting back down. And he's like, I don't know what to do. All the rest of the players are just sitting down. You stand up, right?
Yeah, for a president. Again, and I know people are going to turn this into a political thing. Any president.
All right, come on, guys.
Any president.
Stick to sports.
Okay, fine. My sports opinion is that President Barack Obama was at the NBA All-Star, NBA Cares, and then President Donald Trump will be at the Daytona 500. Sports. And
Trump I would versus stand Obama up for, one-on-one. Who
I would stand up for either one of them.
What about Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. Habitat for Humanity?
Reagan?
Well, he's dead.
I liked Herbert Hoover because he created the vacuum.
He's not a great president.
What about Abe Lincoln?
Yeah,
I just like his name.
He's also dead, but I'd give it a shot.
I like alliteration and H's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.